This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you would like to bet, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And coming up, good news for people. Surprisingly good news. And I'm a bit disappointed in the world that this news is not front and center. And I'm not being facetious. I'm not trying to just lure you into enticing news that's coming up. I mean it. This is one of the best things that I've heard of possibly in my lifetime.
Wow.
As a result of any election whatsoever. And it's just some throwaway article at MSN.com. I mean, and it should be so much bigger than that. We're going to talk about that. But first, we have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys remember during the last election there was all this scuttlebutt about the Dominion voting machines and whether or not they were legit and such?
I do, because not for the last election, but I'm originally from Mississippi, obviously, and they have the voting machines there. And there's no paper trail whatsoever of your vote. It's 100% digital. There's no way to get a paper ballot. You have no way of knowing that the machine is recording your ballot correctly or not. And some of these, I think the Dominion was at least print out a receipt saying, hey, this is what you voted for. The ones they had in Mississippi didn't even do that. It was just 100% digital, no accountability, no paper trail, no record.
And they're closed source.
Yeah, for all I knew, it just took my vote and immediately gave it to Donald Trump or whoever.
Yeah. It could have.
Well, the machines we had here in Michigan, supposedly, I don't know if we had 100% Dominion voting machines or if it was a mixture of this, that, and the other thing. But after I was apprised of this Dominion problem, this time when I went in and voted, we had exactly the same form to fill out, little dots to scribble in and whatnot. You could vote a straight ticket one way or the other. And I figured that was the easiest way to get chunked, was just to vote straight one party.
Right. I can't believe some states even do that. New Hampshire thought about bringing that back where, you know, you have the ballot question at the beginning of your ballot that says you can vote for all of the Republicans by checking this box and all the Democrats by checking this box. That way you don't have to actually go through and even know anything about the candidates. You're just literally voting for the party at that point.
Saves you, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, I can't believe that such a thing even exists.
Well,
but
it really
anyone
shouldn't,
doesn't.
Because you're voting for a person, not a party, but for some reason, no one can understand that.
And you're, like, admitting by signing that you don't even know who you're voting for.
Yeah, and if there's anything I've successfully done in my life, it showed how bad of an idea it is to vote straight party tickets.
Yeah.
One thing that really raised my eyebrows, I remembered this Dominion thing. And I didn't take a good look at this machine a couple of years ago because I hadn't been apprised of the situation. But this time when I'm walking up to it, I'm eyeing it real good. And it's the same damn machine I used last year, but now it's painted flat black. And all the tags are painted over. So I didn't have a clue. And that really, that cut my fur the wrong way.
I understand, man. I'm of the opinion that all elections are fraudulent, and I don't care if they're using the Dominion voting machines or if they're pretending, because the way it works in New Hampshire, you get a paper ballot, and then it goes into this machine, and it just disappears, right? That's not any better. I don't have any way of knowing that machine actually read my vote correctly or that it cared to in the first place. Maybe it just saw that I put down Kara Borisenko from governor, and it's like, well, let's just make this a sununu. I don't have any way of knowing. And I will never have any way of knowing, short of, and even if we removed all that and we had just individuals out there manual hand counting all of these votes, I still can't trust all of those people.
Yeah, of course not. And there's so much room for error in that system because it's just natural human error, even if it's not on purpose. But I watched a video yesterday of one of the guys that was going through the ballots, and he's looking around, like, back and forth, very, very guilty looking, doing some of the like body mannerisms that people do when they're lying or being dishonest, and he's flipping them and drawing on it, just being super sketchy.
Yeah.
So you have stuff like that going on.
You have that, but then as you pointed out, you also have just legitimate, honest human error. And we can, again, prove that this happened in my election, where you can look at the official voting registry and see that 7,710 votes were recorded for Eli Rivera from the town of Westmoreland here in New Hampshire. Westmoreland has a population of about 1,600. So roughly four times the population of Westmoreland came out to vote for Eli Rivera. And obviously, this is just some simple human error. Some human accidentally added a zero, or they added an extra seven at the beginning. I don't know which of these things happened, but either way, that number that was 10 times too high got sent to the actual state house, the Secretary of State, and it got recorded in the actual book that they record these elections in. It's fraudulent. It's wrong. It's incorrect.
It's impossible.
Yes.
Yeah, literally impossible.
I will say, I wrote in Aria Demetzo for sheriff since I couldn't vote for you for state rep.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I think Ian did that as well. A couple of my friends did in other elections. So I wish there was some way of knowing how many people actually did that. Cause, I mean,
You can go to the town hall and ask them for all write-ins, and they'll show you.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, friends in Colorado, though.
Oh.
I would have to do that in every town, in every county, in every state. Like, I don't care that much.
Yeah.
But, like, I wish instead of just writing miscellaneous candidates, they would actually... The Secretary of State should actually put in the work to...
Mickey Mouse, 12, Aria Demetzo, 2.
Yeah, they should actually do that, but they don't, because they don't have to. They don't even verify that the numbers they get make sense.
Yeah, clearly.
So, I said, why would I have any faith in this institution that, one, made me its sheriff candidate? Okay, that's your first big problem.
As a Republican, at least.
As a Republican, yes. Well, as anything, right?
Aria is clearly a Republican, right?
I could understand a system, like, if the Libertarian Party made me their sheriff candidate, I could at least understand that, right? But not for, you know, the other two parties. And then it went on to give 7,000 extra votes to my opponent, which changed the numbers from, like, me getting 25% to me getting, like, 18%. Like, it was a substantial amount of the total number of votes here. It was, like, 7 to 10% of the total number of votes that were cast in the entire election. Didn't even exist. And this is just one town, in one county, in one state, in one race. You multiply this by all of the races, by all of the counties, by all of the states, and all of the townships, and all of the humans who could be making that simple little mistake of accidentally hitting a 9 instead of a 6, and suddenly they're sending 3 too many votes, or 30, or 300, or even 3,000, and no one's there on the other end to go, yeah, that number looks about right. Or, and even if they do, like...
They're government workers. It's not like a government worker is going to be like, wait, I know how much the population of Westmoreland. They just won't know. They'll just type in the number that is in front of them and then go on with their lives. And that's probably what happened.
Well, if the number was only wrong by like 3 people, they wouldn't know in the first place.
Yeah. Well, you know, most of the people that are working these jobs, they have their own opinions. They have their own candidates. And things are getting very polarized these days. Way more than, I mean, it was always very polarized between the left and the right. But it's getting worse and worse and worse. People are getting more divided. So if somebody's a diehard conservative, they're more likely to make mistakes that are going to favor their party.
That's exactly what happened with the Bible. All the clerics or whatever that had to write down the scribes, they would literally look at the Bible and rewrite it because there weren't printing machines. Whenever they were part of a faction that believed this certain part or thing, they would just change a thing to make it more like what they believed. That happened a million times. There's so much evidence for that.
And, you know, that's the intentional stuff. We haven't even gotten into that. All of that stuff exists, too. I can't imagine being one of these people who is even sort of aware of all of these possibilities that manages to still have faith in the election system of the United States. It's completely fraudulent from the bottom to the very top. There's no accountability. There's no way of knowing that any of the votes recorded were actually recorded or reported correctly. And there's no one at the other end to make sure those numbers are correct and tallied correctly. If every state is making an error by, you know, even 1%, it could affect the outcome of the entire election. It's way too much human error, and you can't eliminate that. The whole thing is fraudulent. And I don't know why anyone continues to support it. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160. And I want want to say thank you to Ukraine79. That's tonight's amplifier. That means that Ukraine79 is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value Free Talk Live, if you value the ideas of liberty, being on close to 200 radio stations, you may consider joining the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. That's our Patreon, and it does come with a number of cool little features, like you get a full version of the podcast. You also get it a day earlier than other people, so check it out. But really, if you sign up for it, it should be because you value the ideas of liberty, not because you're trying to get anything out of it, other than, you know, us doing our thing here at Free Talk Live. So check it out. That's amps.freetalklive.com. amps.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Chuck on the line from Washington listening on K-Talks. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right. So I'm a listener on K-Talks, but I want to comment on Portland, Oregon politics at that, so we're all on the same page here.
Okay.
One of the more interesting observations that I made is that Portland voters went ahead and they actually decided to expand their form of government from, I think, from like 4 people to 12 to include a mayor, and then they wanted a city manager, what blew me away. And I'm thinking,
Portland had no mayor or city manager?
No, they have a mayor form of government, and they have a commission form of government, if that makes any sense.
None of this makes sense.
Yeah, say again?
None of this makes sense. Well, I have no idea what the different forms of city governments really are. I know that we have a mayor in Keene.
It's a shakedown racket, I mean, for starters. But okay. We need something to go off on, I guess. So you got your city manager form of government. You got your strong mayor. You got your city council mayor. You got your commissioner form of government. You got various forms of government. And the city of Portland has decided that in order to solve their problems, they're going to get this new form of government where they're expanding, I guess, the voter districts. And they're adding a city manager. What really just blows my mind, if anybody knows anything about city government, I mean, you're talking about a city manager that has, let's talk about Bullhead City, Arizona, for starters, but I don't want to get into that.
Now, what is your issue with having the city manager, though?
I think the city manager is a demonstration for a city that doesn't know what they're doing. And so what the city is trying to shift to right now is they're looking for a somebody to go to. We don't really know what we're doing here. We got tents all up and down the city, and it really is like that. When you get off the Amtrak or anything like that, there, it ain't no joke. It's like a tent city along there. But they're doing things to do that, but they got everybody pissed off enough where they have decided that their form of government is incompetent, that they're looking for something else. We need to modify our government.
I don't come to that conclusion at all from them getting a city manager. It sounds like they're like, okay, more government.
That's maybe more government's the answer, right? I mean,
more government's never the answer. Yeah, it's never the answer. But that city manager, that's a specific job that that the mayor doesn't do, right? I mean, that's...
Well, some cities, they do that in Portland. They have, like, different responsibilities for the different commissioners over different districts. For example, there's one city commissioner that has responsibility over a certain amount of departments.
I mean, sure. I mean, if that's what Portland wants to do, what do I care? Is it,
well,
status being statists, right? I think we lost him.
That's what it seems like to me. It's status being status.
Yeah, Chuck, thank you so much for the call tonight. Yeah, I don't either.
I thought it was going to be.
I don't think they should have a mayor. I don't think they should have a manager. I don't think.
Yeah, Portland can hire.
Fire them all.
They can elect a king for all I care. It's Portland. It is on the literal other side of the planet from other side of the continent for me, right?
I thought it was going to be something way more interesting because he was like, listen, I'm in a whole other state, the bottom of the other state, but I'm really interested in what's happening in Portland, Oregon. Let me tell you, they hired a city manager.
You make a really good point. I don't understand what the issue with city managers is. It seems like if you're going to have a bureaucratic type of government, then you're going to want a city manager whose job it is to, like, manage that. But I don't know. I don't know what a city manager does, and I don't really care because...
I think Obama was that in Chicago before he was president.
Oh, I didn't know
He was a city planner. I don't know what the difference is.
That's probably the same thing.
It's probably, yeah.
Community planner?
It's just, you know, status being status. So it's not anything terribly interesting. I don't know why our caller there was so interested in it, but it wasn't interesting to me.
Way more interesting things happened that Aria was going to bring up.
They are, absolutely. Like, slavery has been outlawed in some, but not all, states where it was on the ballot. So evidently one state that we're going to talk about did not outlaw slavery, but the big news...
Did most people think that slavery was already illegal in America?
The average American thinks that slavery is illegal, but it's not.
I mean, you can still go to jail and become a slave that way with their work programs and whatnot.
Because slavery is not illegal. It's totally legal, but it has to be considered punishment for a crime.
Yep.
And it's no surprise that immediately after that, we started seeing more laws that disproportionately target people who are black and Hispanic and other minorities so that, you know, they could continue the institution of slavery. But now, we're just punishing them for a crime. And we just so happened to make this thing illegal that we knew was going to cause police to disproportionately target them. We're totally not just trying to keep the institution of slavery alive here. That's just how things had to be. But most people do think that slavery is illegal in the United States, and they don't realize that, you know, it's completely legal. It just has to be considered punishment for a crime. And the things that are considered crimes in the United States is ever growing. However, voters in three states approved ballot measures to amend their state constitutions to prohibit slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for a crime, while those in a fourth state rejected the move. So three states voted to remove the allowance of slavery as punishment for a crime from their constitution to outright just make slavery illegal. And that, to me, is a positive development that I didn't see coming.
I had no idea they were even going to vote on this.
I did not either. This is the first I've heard about it. Surprisingly, two of the three states that did this are southern states. Alabama and Tennessee were two of them. The third was...
Who's the best southern states?
They're all trash, right? I mean, it's the
Tennessee
South.
Is really not trash.
Agree to disagree.
It has way better. Oh, well, Memphis is.
But
I forgot Memphis is Tennessee.
The third state was Vermont, surprisingly enough.
Oh, okay.
In Oregon, however, we were just talking about Portland, Oregon, but in Oregon, votes in favor of a similar anti-slavery ballot initiative were in the lead, but the outcome remained too early to call. So we don't know what's happening in Oregon in regard to slavery.
I can't imagine voting, we'll just keep slavery.
Well, Louisiana voted for exactly that. There's more on this story coming up, 603-283-6160. Are you in one of these states that just outlawed slavery? I want to hear about it. What were the advertisements like? What were the commercials like that you were hearing? There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is looking to secure the Speaker's gavel, although it's still unclear which party will take control of the House. McCarthy has sent House Republicans a letter officially announcing his bid for Speaker of the House. He said that while a number of the races remain outstanding, he's confident Republicans will take control of the chamber from Democrats. McCarthy needs to secure a majority of Republican votes to win the speakership in January. A terrorist who settled in Pittsburgh is going to federal prison. In September of last year, the man pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support and resources to a foreign organization. The man sentenced to 17 years on Tuesday for plotting to bomb a church on Pittsburgh's north side in the name of the Islamic State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to bet. That's 603-283-6160. And we're talking about the surprising news that none of us had heard about prior to pretty much tonight, where Alabama, Tennessee, and Vermont voted in a ballot initiative to outlaw slavery even as punishment for a crime. Whereas in the United States, as things currently are, slavery is totally allowed as punishment for a crime. In Louisiana, which is obviously a former slaveholding state, I don't know why the article felt the need to point that out, but obviously it was, voters rejected a ballot question, which was known as Amendment 7, that asked whether they supported a constitutional amendment to prohibit the use of involuntary servitude in the criminal justice system, which means that the state of Louisiana knowingly, willfully, and deliberately voted to keep slavery in the state of Louisiana.
And I think it has less to do with it being an ex-slave state and more to do with it being a current police state.
Yeah, it's excellent point. The initiatives won't force immediate changes on the state's prisons, but they may invite legal challenges over the practice of coercing prisoners to work under the threat of sanctions or loss of privileges if they refuse. Which I think is more or less how it is now, where they can't, like, actually force you to work. They just take away sanctions or privileges if you refuse. But, I mean, realistically, that was the case during, you know, slavery prior to the Civil War as well, where they literally couldn't force you to work. They could just punish you until you were like, fine, I will do some work. So that's not really fundamentally different. The types of punishment has changed. Rather than, you know, whipping you, they're taking away your bed mat or whatever. But they're still punishing you for refusing to work. The results were celebrated. among anti-slavery advocates, and I'm celebrating. I'm happy to hear it. I wish we had had something similar here in New Hampshire, but of course we didn't. We did have two constitutional questions on the ballot here. I don't remember what either of them. I remember one of them was, do you want a constitutional convention? Of course, I voted yes for that. Yes, let's do this. Let's have one. And
yeah, and it lost. It was so stupid.
It lost. It loses every time, right? I mean,
the Democrats I was like polling with, they were saying to each other, "Hey, don't forget, vote no on the constitutional convention." I was like, "Why?"
Because they're scared of what people would do if they actually had a chance to change the fundamental nature of the New Hampshire government.
I want to change the one, I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, that says, in a society, we give up some natural rights to live in a society.
Where does this make any sense?
It's in the Constitution of New Hampshire, and it's my least favorite one. And there's a free stater, I won't out him because it's so embarrassing, but there's a free stater on Twitter that defended that part of the Constitution when I was saying it needs to go.
I mean, that's an understandable claim if you operate under the assumption that a society is something that one voluntarily and deliberately joins, not something that you can be forced to join just by being in a given geographical area.
Right.
Which is what most people mean when they mean society. Oh, you're in society, you have to agree to give up certain rights. No, a society is something like the Shire Society that I voluntarily joined.
And
what you have here is a criminal gang that is trying to intimidate and oppress me.
And you don't have to give up some rights to join a society. You gave up no rights by joining the Shire Society, and people just fundamentally don't understand what rights are. Like, somebody literally said to me, oh, well, I give up my right to drive my monster truck over your lawn, etc. That's not a right. That was never a right. That's a wrong. It's not, you don't have the right to drive your monster truck over somebody's lawn. You never had that right. It's not like, oh, it's either chaos or you give up some of your rights. It's chaos when people get to make up fake laws, fake rules that they get to tell other people how to live their lives.
Yeah, that's where things get screwed up. But you're right, a lot of people don't understand what rights are. They think that, you know, might is right and that they can drive their monster truck on your lawn because what are you going to do to stop them, right?
Shoot them.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they would make the argument that they will bring a bigger gun or whatever. That's what they always say. And ultimately, they're just making an appeal to authority, an appeal to force, basically, where no matter what you have, they're going to find a way to imagine up some bigger, more powerful gun that you can't defend against. And therefore, we need
government.
Yes, that's pretty much what all of their arguments boil down to is, I can imagine the scenario where I have a nuclear weapon and you don't. Therefore, we need government. And if that sounds like nonsense to you, please understand that that's the argument put forward by every statist that I've ever talked to on the subject. They just phrase it a little bit more coherently. Or they attempt to, but essentially what their argument boils down to is exactly that. So good on these three states. That's Vermont. I've already lost them again. Vermont, Alabama, and Tennessee voting to outlaw slavery. I wish that Russia had gotten that news, but of course Russia is very different from the United States. Are they really very different? Because like 47 out of 50 states still allow slavery. So I can't really say that Russia's really that different, but there's an update on Brittany Griner, who was arrested several months ago, some WNBA thing, Women's National Basketball Association. She was flying to Russia to play basketball, or maybe she was just hanging out. I don't know what the hell she was doing in Russia, but she...
She was flying there to play basketball or do some kind of sports thing.
But she took some pot with her, which was ill-advised, I would suggest, if you're traveling.
She did say that she didn't know it was in there. I mean, that's just what she said.
I mean, it could have been, and that could be true, it could have been an honest accident, but if I'm going to Russia, I'm probably double-checking my bags to make sure I don't have any, like, weapons or drugs in there.
It was, like, multiple cartridges, too. It wasn't just, like, oh, you had marijuana on the bottom of your foot, which has happened to people. They've gotten in trouble for that in, like, Saudi Arabia.
No, I mean, obviously, the woman should have the right to consume whatever she wants to consume. But I would suggest that if you're going to some countries, like Russia,
Saudi Arabia,
North Korea, China, you may want to make extra care
that
you're not carrying anything prohibited into those places where there are literal authoritarian police states that will throw you in prison and disappear you.
Doesn't mean she deserves to get a 9-year sentence that she got. Which I didn't think he thought that either, but...
Yeah, it's certainly not of a pot. I mean, that's the absurdity.
It's ridiculous, yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, We look at that in the West. If I was Putin, I would be playing this up. But for some reason, they're not. I would, the United States, you have plenty of people who are in prison for longer sentences than 9 years for having pot. So pot meet kettle in this particular story. So the United States can't. They want to have Brittany Griner released, obviously, but that's because they're viewing her as a political prisoner. But the reality is that there are countless people in federal facilities right now who are in prison basically for marijuana.
Yeah.
And that's not changing anytime soon. So what's the update on Brittany Griner?
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been moved to a Russian forced labor camp months after the basketball player was arrested in Russia for allegedly possessing cannabis oil. The development is the latest update after Griner's appeal of her 9-year sentence was denied by a Russian court last month.
Well, I hope she wasn't expecting to have any semblance of justice in Russia. I mean, Russia as a state isn't any worse than the United States, right? No, they're all evil. However, you're an American citizen going to Russia when Russia and the United States are pretty much enemies at this point. I would not have even gone there.
Yeah, I personally would have gone there.
I'd be like, now is not a good time for me to go do this sporting event in Russia. I'm going to pass on this one.
But apparently people act like going to sporting events is like as important as breathing air, because there was that one guy that was just had to go to Australia during all the COVID lockdowns. And I'm pretty sure he ended up winning that because he wasn't vaccinated, but he wanted to go play in Wimbledon or whatever the heck it is, some tennis thing.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what happened with that. I do remember the story you're talking about, though. And I mean, some people do. It is that serious to some people, but I don't think it's worth, risking a 9-year prison sentence.
Yeah, of course not. But I mean, and I kind of get it because it is her job. So if she's going over there to professionally play basketball,
that's true.
There's not much you can do. She would literally have to quit the team.
Yeah, that's a bad situation to be in. You're absolutely right. There's more about this coming up. And again, congratulations to Alabama, Tennessee, and Vermont for outlawing slavery. And shame on you, Louisiana, for voting to keep slavery. What the hell is wrong with you people? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here, including a nurse who cut off someone's foot. It's Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And again, shame on Louisiana for voting to keep slavery. However, good news coming out of Alabama, Tennessee, and Vermont, actually, all voted to strike the allowance of slavery as punishment for a crime, which, for those who haven't been keeping score, is totally legal in the United States. As long as you're punishing for someone for a crime, and then, you know, you just make more things crimes if you want more slaves, and that's just sort of what we ended up with as a society, where the United States now has the largest prison population in the world. A lot of that has to do with the fact that slavery is still legal in the United States as punishment for a crime. These two things are related.
I mean, cops were first slave catchers.
That's right. Were there not some sort of... Yeah, there were peace officers and stuff like that, like sheriffs and things like that. But I don't know about the history of policing in the United States, but I do know about the history of slavery to an extent and how it just sort of, it wasn't outlawed, it was just moved over to being punishment for a crime. And then they started making everything under the sun illegal so that they could make more people criminals, in other words, slaves, and throw them in prison, and now we have the world's largest prison population. That's right. We're talking about Brittany Griner here in Russia. The United States prison population exceeds Russia's. It exceeds China's. Well, China's may not be true if you count like the Uyghur Muslims. We don't really know what's going on in the Xinjiang province there. If you include those, that China probably has a higher prison population, but they're not acknowledging that.
And it's like,
that.
Oh, well, we're second to China.
Yeah. Also, right. Plus, realistically, China turned all of Shanghai into a prison, and that was like, what, 30 million people? I don't remember the population of Shanghai, but they essentially turned it into a prison where people couldn't leave their homes as they wanted. So
America did that too, so never forget.
America never welded anyone into their homes. The U.S. sucks. But the stuff that the Chinese government has done, I can't even, there's no comparison.
I mean, at least people in the U.S. could go to the pharmacy and get, I mean, even in Australia, people could still get their medications from what I knew.
There was a girl in Atlanta early on in the pandemic when lockdowns first started happening who went to jail because she went to go buy tampons. They were like, what are you doing? Going to buy tampons? They arrested her because there was a curfew.
Jesus, but that's definitely essential.
Yeah.
And if there's a curfew, then why would the store be open?
Because it's only open for, like, people who are working. I don't know.
I can't even believe
that.
Just
walking
that was
to
great.
A car or something.
Yeah, that's just nuts. I can't even believe that that was real, that that could actually be an arrestable offense.
Well,
I,
very little of what happened
sure
during COVID
dropped.
Was rational.
They'll arrest yeah. people all the time. It doesn't matter if it's... they'll just drop it if it's not, like, able to be brought to court.
Yeah.
That's right. There's no punishment for the police when they do this. And if they, you know, successfully do it, they do successfully convict you. Well, look at that. They now have a new slave that they can force to work.
It's literally, if she is sunk, then she's a witch. If she sunk, then, oh, she wasn't a witch. And if she didn't sink, then she's a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's dead in either event. So what good did any of it do? That's pretty much American society as a whole. And I hate it for Brittany Griner because I can only imagine how bad these circumstances in the Russian labor camps are. I've seen some of these documentaries that I like watching them, like World's Prisons, and some of them are better than others, but how much do prisons around the world suck? Some of them are really bad, but occasionally they talk about these ones in Siberia and stuff like that, where it's like, oh my God, how can any human being survive out there?
Even like now?
I don't know about night now. Yeah, I'd have to watch the documentaries again in order to figure out whether or not I was watching one that was talking about the 60s or the 2010s. I don't remember that well. I just know that there were prisons in Siberia where people disappeared to, and it's just amazing that anyone ever survived out there in Siberia.
And I wasn't going to finish the article here because it's just like one more relevant sentence, but it said she will be facing harsh conditions in this forced labor camp, and it might be difficult for her family to even contact her.
But that's true in the United States as well. And you know, I don't want to minimize her suffering because I'm sure it probably does suck a bit more in Russia, in a Russian prison camp, than it does in the United States.
Especially
however,
like as an American.
Yeah, but the language here is so loaded, right? She's being sent to a hard labor camp. In America, we just call those state prisons.
Yep.
But it's the same damn thing. Or we call them federal prisons. I don't know about federal prisons. They're probably better than state prisons. But in a lot of state prisons, the conditions are absolutely terrifying. Like Parchman in Mississippi, that's the state prison in Mississippi. It's basically in the middle of a field with no forest around it, and it's 95 degrees there in the winter. It's absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
And you know, but that's their state prison. And you know, of course, there's plenty of forced labor there. They're just using divisive, inflammatory language to make Russia sound somehow worse than the United States. But we could easily point to Parchman in Mississippi and go, hey, look, that's a forced labor camp. And it is.
There was that guy in Arizona who was a...
Joe Arpaio?
Yeah, I think so. And he let a lady who just got in jail for drugs and she was going through withdrawals die in a cage outside.
Oh my God.
That sounds like Joe Arpaio. He did some horrible stuff out there in Arizona. I don't remember the county that he was in charge of, but he managed the prison there.
Still supported by Trump.
Yes, and he was forcing the inmates to wear panties, the male inmates to wear panties, and some other stuff where they didn't have air conditioning. They
That's
lived in
sick.
Lean-tos. And he was completely sick.
I mean, how messed
but he was
up in
tough
the brain.
On immigrants.
And I was going to say, he was actually giving his cops instruction to specifically target, like, Hispanic people.
Yeah, he is absolutely despicable human being. But, you know, MAGA, right? Wear that red cap. Trump supported Joe Arpaio. And a
he
lot
got
of
in trouble. So he got in trouble for these horrible human rights violations. But then Trump pardoned him.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a pardon. Like, I don't know if that's the right word, but he did something like that.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. But you, even if pardoned or not, you had plenty of people on the right who were cheering for Joe Arpaio saying, yes. You
well, know, they hate criminals, right? They don't care if people in jail are being tortured, and they especially don't care if they're Mexican or any sort of Hispanic.
Or illegally crossed the border.
A lot of these people that are supporting the criminal justice system, they love that this is happening to people. They're just as sick in the brain as the guy you guys were just talking about.
Absolutely.
You're entirely correct, and it's sad. But these people, they do live in that world where they think that criminal means evil. Criminal means bad person. They miss that civics lesson where, you know, pretty much everything in the United States is a crime. The average American, I still haven't read the book, but commits 3 felonies a day, as I understand it. The only thing keeping you out of prison, a federal prison, is the fact that the federal government just can't prosecute everyone. But you better believe it. If we had enough cops out there to pull over everyone speeding, everyone who was driving with a busted taillight or an expired registration sticker or whatever, and then couldn't pay those fines, you would eventually end up in jail just like any of these people. And the crimes that these people committed out there in Arizona, by and large, were just... I don't think they were convicted of coming to America illegally. I think that was Customs and Border Patrol that was dealing with that. And what Joe Arpaio ended up dealing with were, like, people who... Hispanics who were in America, perhaps legally or illegally, who committed some other crime. Like, they stole, you know, something from CBS or whatever, and Joe Arpaio would disappear them into the prison for 5 years. Because he was a despicable, immoral monster. But people didn't care because, you know, as Nikki pointed out, a lot of them were just masking their racism with, well, we need people who are here legally, not the illegal ones. The easiest scenario to have to fix this would be to make all immigration legal. If you want to come here, just come here. But they don't want that.
Oh, we can't do that. There'd be way too many Mexicans stealing our jobs.
But they would never have the courage to say that. They always put up some sort of argument, obfuscating argument, to allow themselves not to have to say, I think then there'd be too many Mexicans here. Because that's obviously racist. And their entire worldview is that they have to be racist without admitting to being racist. And I would rather them just be openly racist.
Right.
At least then I know where they actually stand, and they're not lying to themselves, they're not lying to me. And, you know, I want to know why the voters of Louisiana voted to maintain slavery. However, I'm shocked to see that Alabama and Tennessee didn't. That's good news for them, and I'm pleased. I want to see something similar happening in New Hampshire. I hadn't really thought about it prior to tonight, but I'm certain we can get state reps to get behind
it. It wasn't something I thought that would get fixed unless the 13th Amendment got amended.
Well, I guess a state constitution could easily amend. Does New Hampshire even need one of these? I've never thought about it. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.